Lucy.
Okay, the next question comes from Alan Sargent from Ryde. Alan, what's your question?
After the last general election, Andrew Turner sneaked in by the back door the Same-Sex Marriage Act without a mandate. Will you repeal it?
So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, would you reverse the same-sex marriage laws? And I believe that we are back to Vic Slavian to speak first.
No. I believe in equality. I believe in equality for race, inequality for gender, and equality for your sexuality. I think it's one of the actual very good things that this Conservative government introduced was the Same-Sex Marriage Act. And no, I would not repeal it.
Vic Slavian for the Green Party. Thank you very much indeed. Moving on to Stuart Blackmore for Labour.
Absolutely not.
Thank you, Stuart. Moving on to Andrew.
I would if I could, but I don't think I would succeed.
Good. Andrew Turner for the Conservatives. Ian McKee for UKIP.
You're on your own there, Andrew. No.
Ian Stevens, Independent.
No.
This is taking up very little time.
It sounds like a vote, doesn't it? No. I would pick Vic up on something. Of course, it wasn't a Conservative government that introduced this this particular act. It was a coalition government led, in this particular respect, by Lynn Featherstone, the Liberal Democrat minister, who wanted to introduce same-sex marriage. And
okay.
it was the Conservatives that voted in large part with Andrew against it. But fortunately, Labour backed it, Lib Dems backed it, and some sane Tories backed it as well. So that was all very good.
Thank you, David.
That was David Goodall for the Liberal Democrats.
Alan Sargent. Oh, sorry. We're a double act. We're becoming very quickly.
We know what great minds think alike. Alan, did you want to come back to the candidates?
I think you're confusing equality with sameness. And it was a wrong thing to do, in my opinion. Undermines the whole sanctity of marriage.
It was absolutely the right thing to do, and I think you're behind the times of the population of these islands, and I don't think that it's time for a retrograde step in any measure.
Ladies and gentlemen, any more comments on that? Deborah Gardner at the back, a member of the Labour Party, we should point out here. And just hang on, if you will, Deborah. Colin with the microphone is coming. No, we do need to...
Jeff, calm down. I think this question is very much a kind of cross-party issue. People feel they vote on this on conscience. We've had some good explanations as to why the candidates would or wouldn't vote to repeal the Same-Sex Marriage Act, but not every candidate has said why they would or they wouldn't. Could every candidate go from whichever order they choose and say why they would do it, why they wouldn't repeal it, and not just a yes or no? That's not good enough in this kind of complicated moral question. Why would you vote the way you would want to vote?
Thank you. If you'd, as it's not part of the 1 minute to round, can we start from Vic's at that end on that one?
I think I did explain that in terms of, like I said, that discrimination for race and gender and sexuality, it's all linked in together. We are born the way we are born, and you cannot help that. And to find yourself limited in your opportunities just because of the way you are born is unfair. So that's why I would not want to repeal it.
Thanks, Alan. To use an old Scottish colloquialism, we're all Tam James's bairns. For those of you who don't know what that means, we were all created, if you believe in creation, or we were all born exactly the same, whether we're male or female. You can love who you want, you can have a relationship with who you want, whether it's a male or whether it's a female. In my book, that is absolutely fine. And if you want to marry the person you love, good on you.
Andrew Turner.
I felt at the time that it was very important that marriage should be distinguished from a non-marriage in other words, people agreeing to live together. And the problem seemed to me to be that sooner or later, probably from Europe, but not necessarily from Europe, we would be bullied in our churches supporting that. That was my problem, and I still feel it is necessary to defend it.
Ian McKee, UKIP.
On one of those rare occasions, I am finding myself in a broad agreement with Labour and the Green Party. The law... The law has got to be applied equally and consistently all the time, and that should that, and the law should never ever have any prejudice, and that is why I support gay marriage.
Ian Stevens.
First time I've ever given a one-word answer, and I'm told to come back and you know, and I'll take that on board. No problem. No problem at all to me. And don't ask me to keep quiet then. Because quite honestly, it is about the right of the human. It is right that people who feel that they wish to get married, and if there's someone who wishes to undertake that service or that that commitment, that ceremony, then so be it. So be it. I would support them to have their right to do as they wish with their partner, their loved one, as Stuart Blackmore has just said. Why not? I think it's correct, and I would go with that 100%. Thank you.
And finally on this question, David Goodall, Liberal Democrat.
I agree with the other four married people up here and myself on this question. And the reason I agree for it is because I'm a Liberal Democrat. I'll read what it says on the membership card. Liberal Democrats exist to build... a fair and free society, open, in which all people can share the fundamental values of liberty, equality and community, in which no one shall be enslaved by poverty, ignorance or community. Or conformity. It's so well used, it's a bit rubbed out at the end. It's also expired, yeah. So that's why it's a fundamental right to have equality, and that's why we should all support it.
Thank you very much.